everything that rocks.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Hello, sir. Do you have a
Excuse
minute?
Excuse me.
I'm lost. Do you know where the hood might be? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Play Happy Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yeah.
It's right behind your sweater there.
Oh, right there the whole time. Anyway, Hunter, since you missed yesterday, I didn't get a chance to share a story with you. Can I share a story with you real quick?
Tell me a story.
Because everyone else heard this, but I think you'd be pretty impressed with me. I drove a horse and buggy all by myself.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So,
did you go to Amish paradise? Yeah. Hang out with Weird Al?
Me and Weird Al just racing the horse and buggies. No, so during our big trip up north, Kiki and I went to Mackinac Island, right? My first time there. And there is a place, Hunter, that will literally give you a live horse and a buggy.
And some wheels.
And just let you go around the island.
Really?
Without an instructor, by yourself? Literally, they give you like some basic, obviously, pull right on the reins to go right, pull left on the reins, pull back, ease, all, like basic. And they're giving this to you, by the way, while they're walking you to your destination. So, like, they'll, all right, we're going to start you here, and then you can go. Now, I'm going to be honest.
They gave you a horse and buggy to drive by yourself?
Only $100 for an hour, man. You can't beat that price for a horse and buggy.
What?
Yeah. And so our horse's name was Dan. And
Dan the horse.
Well, it was funny. So here I am, like, come on, Dan.
It's a
come
NASCAR
on.
Horse.
Come on now, Dan. Like, I'm sitting there, you know, hitting it, you know, shaking the reins. Come on now, Dan. Come on, Dan.
Come on, Dan, 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 around the fourth corner. Dan, Dan.
It was amazing. And I'm telling everyone about this because, again, they gave me a guy who has never driven a horse and buggy, a live horse, all right, capable of kicking my head clean off my body. And like, all right, you just be back in an hour. We're going to start programming.
Be back before 11.
Now, I will say, Dan has probably been on the route that we went 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah,
but
Dan
I was still
going off track.
I was still able. Like at one point, Riley's shoe fell off, so I had to turn around, and I turned Dan around, and we went back, and we got the shoe, and then I turned him back around.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my transition into the Amish lifestyle is going to be pretty easy now at this point.
Now let's talk about the experience. So could you imagine doing that every single day, all the time? How was the ride? Was it a little rough?
Looking at a horse's ass every day. I talk to one every day, so you know it's a little bit
different. How did it smell? That's another question.
Honestly, Dan had a nice had a musk to him. If you've never been to Mackinac, that is one of those things that you kind of gotta brace yourself with. All right. You gotta watch out getting smoked by a cyclist, and there's a constant smell of horse dung in the air. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Mixed with fudge. It's weird. Sure. It's weird.
You know what, Dan? Pretty fast horse, you know? Gets around there pretty good. But the fastest one there is Dale, I guarantee
Dale, you. Dale the horse.
Dale can haul ass, dude. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
That's the horse.
So, yeah, Hunter, I am now officially a horse and buggy driver. I figured you'd like that.
Yeah, you know what? Put that on the resume.
Oh, it's going on there. When I get fired from this job and I need another, it's going on there.
It says you are a certified horse and buggy driver.
Yeah, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
That's nice. All right. Well, I don't know if that makes you a manager material for Arby's, but, you know, it's on there. So, let's put it on there.
If we need anybody to make deliveries and, you know.
The horse.
There we go. How fast?
They told us we were on they had a walk ordinance. They wanted all the horses to walk. I got them up to like a light trot at one point. So, and then Kiki was getting all nervous. Riley fell asleep. She got clip clap click clap to sleep. So yeah.
Click clap to sleep.
But it's a good day, man. Good day on Dan the horse.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you were blind drunk, like, he couldn't barely hold on to the rope. Dan could have got...
He could have got us around. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's something to horses.
One good thing about that, you know?
I think there's something to having a horse. I kind of want to buy a horse now and just, you know, have a horse.
Here's one great thing about the horse and carriage. You've never heard of a 20 horse and carriage pileup.
Just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
Horses go around. They know to go around. I'm not getting into that. That was a terrible horse. Anyway, so yeah, figured I'd share with you my horse and buggy story because it was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's a good story.
And now you and I can go on that romantic horse and buggy ride you've been asking about forever. Yeah. So
can you turn a pumpkin into one of those things?
I think so. I think that's the next step. That's the next session that they do.
Just get me home before midnight.
Oh, boy. I got a glass slipper for you. What? Anyway. All right. We got to keep moving. It's time.
Bippity boop. Here we go.
Bippity boppy all. All right. We got to get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is double.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in a biz.
That's right. Go see Katie and the crew. You want those big, sticky, shock absorber sized buds. You're getting ready to harvest. They got everything from seed to harvest at Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. And believe me when I say this definitely falls in the WTF of the day category. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just listen to this. A woman speeding on cocaine kills drunk driver high on meth in North Las Vegas, police say. I don't think we need to go any deeper into that.
That's a mouthful right there. Is there enough letters in the headline for that, you know?
I mean, they kind of gave away the ending in this headline. But, yeah, so let me break this down for you. A speeding woman is accused of driving under the influence of cocaine and alcohol when she crashed.
Speeding like a mile per hour or speeding on cocaine?
I think it's like maybe a double entendre there, if you will, so a little bit of both. So this woman speeding under the influence of cocaine and alcohol crashed into another car, killing its driver, who was under the influence of methamphetamine. Summer Butler, 37, faces charges of DUI resulting in death, reckless driving, and being in possession of a controlled substance. That's a lot right there. In connection with the fatal crash in January. These are all court documents that have been obtained. Butler's car, the lady's car, traveled about 150 feet before it stopped in some landscaping. The other car was just mangled. They took Butler to the hospital where some cocaine fell out of her bra because, of course, that's where ladies keep their cocaine in their bra. That's right.
Yeah.
And then after they did all the blood, you know, toxicity, basically, this is just a mess. It's an absolute mess.
So the person that passed was on meth?
Yeah. Yeah. So
and drunk?
Yeah. Cocaine drunk lady killed the methed up drunk people. That's how this all went down.
Jeez. You know? Just
go to a show. Go see Celine Dion or something. Why do people go to Vegas and just like, this is it. We got to go just balls to the wall.
Ham. You got to go ham. It's all the lights and all the flickering things. And then you get into the hotel and ding, 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 ding. That's all you hear.
I mean,
something about it. I'm telling you.
Look, Hunter, I think it's safe to say, and I don't want to speak for you, but I just knowing you and I very similar, we've had some parties. We've had some throwdowns, right? We've gotten a little wild and crazy, but I don't think ever in the history of me partying, has there ever been a night where I've gotten close to cocaine, booze, meth, and more booze, and speeding around? It's just never.
At one point, why are you just like, you know, okay, I think I'm messed up enough. You know, like, does it ever end for some people? What are you on? All of it? Jesus.
What have you been taking drugs tonight? Yes. Which ones? All drugs. That's okay. You know, all right. Top to bottom, huh? All of them. Yeah. Yeah.
So you took an upper and a downer?
It's the damnedest thing. I'm straight, dead even now.
I'm back to normal.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works. That's how it works. So, yeah. Let me just again. Why don't we just wrap this craziness up, this Las Vegas. I mean, this is only a story that could happen in Las Vegas or maybe the middle part of Florida. Speeding woman on cocaine kills drunk high driver on meth in North Las Vegas. My God.
Were the cops sober? I hope. I mean, I feel like everybody in that situation.
Everybody, the paramedics, everyone's like, hey, look, we're all high. Let's just get through the night. Let's just get through the night. God, people, just
get it together, would you?
Go read a book or something. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you at this point. Anyway, all right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF today, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.